After introducing 19-year-old goaltender Sascha Gaumond in Sault Ste. Marie on October 29 against the first-place Sioux Thunderbirds, he made the difference as the Greater Sudbury Cubs beat the Thunderbirds for the first time this season with a 4-3 victory in overtime. Gaumond stopped 42 of the 45 Sioux shots that he faced. The win marked back-to-back wins for the Cubs over the top two teams in the West Division, including a 4-1 victory over the Sioux Eagles on Thursday night in Sudbury. Gaumond was acquired earlier in the week from the Hawkesbury Hawks of the Central Canada Hockey League. Gaumond made a number of highlight reel saves in the contest, including a game-saver in overtime. He added an exclamation mark on his debut by recording an assist on one of the two goals scored by Cubs and NOJHL's leading scorer Kyler Campbell, who scored the game-winner at the 1:30 mark of overtime on a play from defenseman Chris Innes. Billy Biederman continued his scoring pace of late by scoring his 9th goal of the season to open the scoring for the Cubs in the Sioux. The youngest player on the Cubs roster has now scored 6 goals in his last 6 games. Biederman has now moved into second place in team scoring with 12 points and is among the league leaders in rookie scoring. Cubs forward Matthew Morin scored his 4th goal of the season late in the 3rd period to force overtime before Campbell scored the game-winner and earned first star honors for the Cubs. On Thursday night, the Cubs pulled out an impressive 4-1 victory over the 7-2-1 Sioux Eagles. Jackson Bedard, who was called up by the Ole Sudbury Wolves on Friday night, scored 2 goals for the Cubs while Biederman and Cole Crowder added singles. Cubs veteran goaltender Joel Rainville was named the game's first star by stopping 42 of the 43 shots that he faced. The Cubs will be back in action on Thursday night when they face the Espanola Eagles. The game will be played at the Chelmsford Arena as the Cubs will mark their return to their former venue. Game time is 7 p.m. and fans are asked to bring a non-perishable food item to support the Chelmsford Food Bank.